Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we are going to talk about food.
Chocolate.
Stuff to eat. In this particular case, yes, we're talking about chocolate, which is more of a snack than an actual meal. But it's a popular snack here. And of course, if you go to convenience stores all throughout Taiwan, lots of chocolate is available there. So I think people in Taiwan also get cravings for chocolate.
Now, do you like dark chocolate more than you do milk chocolate, which is sweeter?
Well, I like dark chocolate, and of course, I try to find it in stores, but I don't really know how dark it actually is. I read somewhere that raw chocolate is considered a health food, but I don't believe I've ever actually had raw chocolate.
Tom, if you go to the right stores and go to the chocolate section, they actually tell on the package 70%.
Well, I've seen that, but they're
80%.
Still made into bars and stuff like that.
Sure.
So I really don't know if that's getting close to raw chocolate or not.
Oh, you wouldn't want to eat the real stuff.
Yeah, well, who knows? I might like it. I tend to like sour kinds of stuff.
Bitter.
Including, yeah, a raw, you know, or just a yogurt that is not flavored. I tend to like that, which is very sour. But in any case, we're not talking about yogurt today. We're talking about chocolate, and we're asking the question, are you craving chocolate? Well, read on. And hey, let's read on right now. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson all about chocolate right now. Your eyes widen and your mouth begins to water as the server places your dessert on the table. Lightly dusted with powdered sugar, the lava cake is bursting with gooey chocolate. Gently, you cut the cake open, and a river of soft chocolate filling comes flowing out. Wow! You manage to murmur between bites, though it's only when you've finished every tasty bite that you begin to wonder about the origins of chocolate, the world's most beloved dessert. Chocolate's rich history begins in Mesoamerica, an ancient cultural region in Central America. Chocolate comes from the cacao tree's seed and was consumed as a drink by the Maya, who called cacao the fruit of the gods and the Aztecs. It was the latter who started using the cacao beans as currency, hugely increasing their value. In turn, chocolate could only be consumed by the wealthiest men in Aztec society. However, this changed when the Spanish arrived in Mesoamerica in the 16th century. Despising the drink's bitterness, the Spanish sweetened it to make it more palatable. They also took the beans back to Spain, where their popularity quickly took off. At first, the Spanish kept the recipe for chocolate secret, but by the mid-17th century, it had spread throughout Europe. In 1847, Englishman Joseph Fry discovered how to solidify chocolate. Aided by the new advances in steam technology, this discovery brought about the modern era of chocolate. Since then, chocolate companies have popped up all over the world. Many of them have introduced new ingredients to their chocolate recipes, including mint, nuts, caramel, and milk. Nowadays, chocolate in all its varieties is found in restaurants, shops, and homes all over the world.
So, are you craving chocolate is the question. To crave something, that's a verb, just means you have a very powerful desire for something. Usually, I crave salty things or deep fried things, but not chocolate so much. I like it. It's not something I ever crave. Although, I have a friend who I swear is addicted to chocolate.
That would be a chocoholic, a person who's addicted to chocolate. I like chocolate. Usually if I go to a convenience store between jobs or something and I need a little snack, I usually go for chocolate. I try to go for dark chocolate. But hey, if you are a chocoholic and you crave chocolate, well, you should read on. We should talk about the word crave here. To crave means that you have a strong desire for something, especially if you're addicted to that thing. thing. Mm-hmm. If you're a smoker, for example, and you need to take an airplane from Taiwan to Los Angeles or something, and there's no smoking on the flight, you will really be craving a cigarette when you land in Los Angeles. Of course, we don't condone smoking, but that is a common example of people having a craving for something. So, yes, you might be craving chocolate, so let's read on here. Let's describe the situation in which someone has a chocolate dessert here.
Okay.
Your eyes widen and your mouth begins to water as the server places your dessert on the table. So you've gone to a restaurant and you've ordered dessert here, and when the waiter brings your dessert to the table, you see it, so your eyes get really big, your eyes widen, and of course your mouth begins to water because you're anticipating the great treat that you're about to have. And, of course, the waiter does indeed place that dessert on your table.
Sounds really yummy. It is lightly dusted with powdered sugar. It's hard to find powdered sugar in Taiwan, but it's a very fine powder that we use for frosting a lot. Especially when we're making chocolate, you use the cocoa and then you put the powdered sugar in and some vanilla and voila, there it is. You've got a lava cake. Oh, lava cakes are really fattening. A lava cake, in the middle of the cake is this liquid chocolate. Oh, it's so good. Gooey, this word gooey just means very, very, it's not like a liquid, but it's a little thicker than liquid, I would say, but oh, is it good.
Kind of like motor oil.
Yeah, but you don't want to eat that.
Of course not.
Gently, you cut the cake open, and a river of soft chocolate filling comes flowing out. It's very difficult to make a great lava cake. I've seen it done on cooking shows. They look delicious, though.
Oh. It's a good thing I don't know what lava cake is, because it would totally destroy my diet if I ever found out about it. Well, gently you cut the cake open and a river of soft chocolate filling comes flowing out. So chocolate comes in different forms. It's kind of hard if you buy a chocolate bar, but in this particular case, the chocolate is soft. It's gooey, as we described it, and it comes flowing out, which means it kind of moves out in liquid form. Like water in a river flows. Wow, you managed to murmur between bites. So let me try that, to murmur. Wow. Yeah, you don't really say it clearly. You murmur it. To murmur means to make a kind of a soft sound that's not really obvious.
Yeah, we also use murmur, though, to talk about complaining, but very softly. Why do we have to do this? I can't believe we have to do this. Like that. But it's a very kind of very soft, not so clear, as Tom said. But wow, sounds delicious. Between bites. Plus, when you're eating that chocolate, your mouth is filled with that gooey stuff. It's hard to speak clearly. So, though it's only when you've finished every tasty bite, my stomach's growling right now, that you begin to wonder about the origins or where chocolate came from. The origins of chocolate, the world's most beloved dessert. This word beloved can be either pronounced beloved or beloved.
So, yes, you're wondering about the origins of chocolate, where chocolate comes from. So that's what we're going to be trying to tell you in today's lesson. Chocolate's rich history begins in Mesoamerica, which is an ancient cultural region in Central America. So if we're talking about the history of Central America, we often see the word Mesoamerica, which is an area between Mexico and Nicaragua. And, of course, there are a lot of ancient civilizations there, the Maya, the Aztecs. You can see the Mayan ruins there at Chichen Itza and Palenque and places like that. That is considered Mesoamerica, although it's not a political unit there. There's no country called that. It's just a region which we describe when we're talking about, history of the civilizations there, etc., as I just mentioned here. And chocolate comes from the cacao tree's seed and was considered consumed as a drink by the Maya. So that, of course, is a civilization in Central America. This is where chocolate comes from. It comes from the seed of the cacao tree. And also we have the verb to consume. That just means to eat or drink.
Yeah, to consume. You can also consume things you don't eat or drink, right? If you can consume all the oil or the gasoline, it's no longer there. It's gone. So it was a very popular drink. I wonder, theirs wasn't as sweet, though, is what we're used to today. So I'm not sure I would like this. Also, wasn't it supposed to be a little bit spicy?
Yeah, I think they even added spices to it, which sounds strange nowadays.
Kind of, doesn't it? Yeah, spicy chocolate. Anyway, so that's the history. It's a drink that was consumed by the Maya people. I've also seen Maya as an adjective for the people that live there, described as Mayan. I've seen both Maya or Mayan as an adjective as well. They called cacao the fruit of the gods, something that came from heaven. It was so delicious. And the Aztecs. So it was very, very popular. I'm so glad that we had people who explored this area from the European area and brought back chocolate to Europe. Otherwise, we would have had to wait a long time to find this wonderful fruit of the gods, as they're calling it.
Yep, so the Maya and the Aztecs both consumed it as a drink, and here the Maya did call it the fruit of the gods.
Yeah.
Now, let's move on now to the next sentence here. It says, it was the latter, which means it would be referring to the Aztecs. The former would be the Maya, and the latter would be the Aztecs, since they were mentioned later in that sentence. So it was the latter who started using the cacao beans as currency. Currency is basically money, okay? When you want to buy a product or a service, you use some kind of currency. Nowadays, we use money. We might use Bitcoin, maybe, if we're buying stuff on the internet or something like that.
Yeah.
But most of the time, we use bills and coins as currency. Maybe in the past, they used pieces of silver or something like that, or pieces of gold as currency. But in this particular case, they actually used cacao beans, I guess, as the seeds of the cacao tree as currency. Hey, I want that spear you're selling. Here's 20 cacao beans.
Wow, very valuable if they're using it as money or something that can exchange for other goods. So in turn, chocolate could only be consumed by the wealthiest men in Aztec society. So because it was used as currency, it had a very high value, you could say it was very valuable. So in turn, or because of that, resulting from that, you could also say as a result, chocolate could only be consumed by the wealthiest men in Aztec society. However, this changed when the Spanish arrived in Mesoamerica in the 16th century, which is the 1500s.
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the midway point in our lesson for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今明两天我们讨论的主题都是巧克力 chocolate. 首先呢，我们来看到在第一段的第二个句子提到 ,lightly dusted with powdered sugar, the lava cake is bursting with gooey chocolate. 在这里的描述对象就是熔岩巧克力。你会发现呢，在这个巧克力的熔岩蛋糕上面撒了一点点的糖粉。在这里我们用的是 lightly dusted with powdered sugar. Dust 本来当作动词有除去灰尘，但是它还有另外一个意思，就是把它变得灰扑扑的，就是铺上了这一层的糖粉，然后呢这个熔岩蛋糕就充满了呢软软又黏黏的巧克力。中间后面的句子提到Wow, you managed to murmur between bites, though it's only when you've finished every tasty bite that you begin to wonder about the origins of chocolate. the world's most beloved dessert. 这个句子很长，首先看到的是呢 ,manage to 是解释成为勉强得以怎么样，因为真的太好吃了，所以勉强试着呢在每一口当中呢能够轻声地说 wow。Murmur 在这里当作动词，就是有小声说话的意思。Though 就是有 although 的意思，尽管虽然，只有在你呢吃完这美味餐点的时候，你才会开始想要知道巧克力这个全世界最受喜爱的甜点它的起源。要请同学特别注意一下 ，It's only when 后面接的子句呢，从 you've finished。一直到 every tasty bite， 然后 that 是跟前面的 it's 呢是用来强调句型，只有当这个时候你才会去想后面这个问题。而 origin 则是有起源跟由来的意思，我们常常说要追根溯源，你就可以说 to trace the origins。 第二段的中间提到Chocolate comes from the cacao tree seed and was consumed as a drink by the Maya, who called cacao the fruit of the gods and the Aztecs. 在这里呢，提到了巧克力其实是来自于可可树的种子，而且被玛雅人跟阿兹提克人当作是一种饮品来饮用。在这里的 consume 则是有吃喝的意思，像是 The kids soon consumed all the food on the table， 小孩子啊很快就把桌上的这些食品全部都吃光了。而延伸来说，消费者就叫做 consumer。 后面的句子继续提到 It was the latter who started using the cacao beans as currencyHugely increasing their value. 在这里要特别注意的 The latter 指的是前面有两个人，一个是玛雅人，一个是阿兹提克人，而位置在比较后面的 The latter 指的就是 The Aztecs， 也就是呢这些阿兹提克人，他们开始使用可可豆来当作货币，而同时呢就大大的提高了它的价值。这里的 currency 指的就是货币的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue to talk about chocolate now.Let's talk about the Spanish here, okay? If you've ever been to Spain, you know that they like sweet food.
Uh-huh.
So, despising the drink's bitterness, the Spanish sweetened it to make it more palatable. So, if you despise something, you really hate it. So, of course, the Spanish went to Central America and South America and took over, basically, and made everybody speak Spanish there. And they've discovered chocolate there, but they did not like the factthat it was so bitter. It's very bitter, so they despised it, so they sweetened it, which means they made it sweet somehow by maybe adding sugar to it or honey or something like that, and they did that to make it more palatable. Palatable here just means more easily consumed, more pleasant or enjoyable to eat.
Yeah, another word I thought of when I saw palatable was edible.Or able to be eaten. You don't say eatable, guys. You say edible, E-D-I-B-L-E. If it's palatable, tastes okay. You can actually eat it. It's kind of pleasant. Ooh, if someone says, ooh, that's just not palatable. Your palate are those taste buds on your tongue. So when somebody talks about someone's palate, especially in gourmet cooking and gourmet food, they're talking about someone who has tasted a lot of things, has good taste. They have a good palate. You can trust their opinion on food. Now, they also took the beans back to Spain, where their popularity, the beans, of course, quickly took off. Your popularity is how popular you are or something is. A lot of people like it or use it or enjoy it, so it's popular. And if something takes off, it increases very quickly. So the popularity of chocolate really went up quickly. It took off. It just soared. So a lot of people love this chocolate. It was so new and so different in Europe that people all wanted to get their hands on a piece of chocolate.
And they all said, oh, que sabrosa. How tasty. So indeed, the popularity took off and the rest is history. At first, though, the Spanish kept the recipe for chocolate secret. They wanted to keep it to themselves. But by the mid-17th century, it had spread throughout Europe. Okay, so yes, the recipe, of course, is a set of instructions as to how to prepare something. They probably kept the idea of chocolate itself secret, and then the various methods for preparation that they had, they kept those secret as well. But, you know, the rest of Europe, they're not dumb. The French, the Germans, etc., figured, hey, the Spanish have got something, you know. Every time I talk to a Spaniard, they've got this weird breath. You know, they must be eating something special there. So they did a little bit of homework, and they figured out what the Spanish were eating, and chocolate spread throughout the rest of Europe, and they loved it too.
Now, in 1847, this was a huge change. Someone from England, Englishman Joseph Fry, he figured out or discovered how to solidify chocolate. Up until that point, they were drinking a liquid drink that was chocolate, right? Mm-hmm. He was the one who figured out how to make it a solid piece. If you solidify something, you turn something that is liquid into a solid. So it changed it a lot. He must have been good at chemistry, perhaps. I don't know. So he was the one who gave us solid chocolate. Aided or helped by the new advances in steam technology, this discovery brought about the modern era of chocolate. Yeah, at this point in time in history, wow, we had a lot of inventions and discoveries happening. So this was something that also helped chocolate become more popular. We had steam technology so they could produce the chocolate much more quickly. And this brought about, to bring about just means to help something change in a way. This brought about some sort of change. So it changed it. So to bring about the modern era of chocolate.
You could say it started the modern era of chocolate. You could also say that using steam somehow to solidify chocolate. And, of course, nowadays when we think of chocolate, we think of solid chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate bars or chocolate bars. Candy bars. Yeah.
It's kind of ironic that it was discovered by the Spanish. They took it to Europe, and then a British guy made it a solid chocolate bar. But when we think of good chocolate, we usually think of Swiss chocolate, right?
Yes.
It seems like they have the best reputation for delicate chocolate, or I should say exquisite gourmet chocolate.
Theirs is the best, I think. Lindor, they sell that brand here in Taiwan if you go to import grocery stores.
Yeah, someplace in 101 sells chocolate there, and it's extremely expensive.
Oh, is that Godiva?
I don't know what it is, but I certainly can't afford it on an English teacher's salary. But in any case, here in the final paragraph, it says, since that time, chocolate companies have popped up all over the world. So, of course, chocolate companies do not exist only in Spain and in Switzerland, but, of course, there are companies that produce chocolate in different countries all over the world. I think there are people, of course, here in Taiwan who produce chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
There's some chocolate in mainland China as well. So many of them have introduced new ingredients to their chocolate recipes, including mint, nuts, caramel, and milk. So these are new ingredients in chocolate, not just the chocolate itself, but they put other things in there to make it more interesting, like mint, which is like a really cool kind of leaf or something.
And we call it mint chocolate.
Mint chocolate, right.
Love mint chocolate.
I like mint myself. I like mint tea as well. Also nuts, different kinds of nuts. You can put peanuts in there or hazelnuts or whatever.
Yum.
Caramel. What's caramel exactly? I think you probably eat a lot of
caramel or caramel. They're two pronunciations. But it's sugar and butter that you cook together and it turns brown. You can have light colored caramel or caramel or kind of a darker. I love that. That's my favorite thing because it's got butter and sugar together. That's my favorite sweet if I have to pick one. So you can often find that added to chocolate and milk.Which turns it into milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate, yeah. Indeed. I like it to be as dark as possible, though.
Really? Mm.
And nowadays, chocolate in all its varieties is found in restaurants, shops, and homes all over the world. So nowadays, in modern times, chocolate in all its varieties can be found anywhere. So if you talk about a variety, that means a different kind of something. Mm-hmm. Usually if you talk about variety, you talk about different sorts of things. Yeah, I like a lot of variety in my life. You know, I don't like my life to be boring, just going to work and going home to eat and go to bed. That's kind of boring. I like variety. Yes, go to work. Go hiking in the mountains. Go swimming in the ocean. Travel to different countries in the world. Go to concerts, meet lots of different people and have nice conversations. I like variety in my life. But here we're talking about different kinds of chocolate, and it can be found in various places, including restaurants, in shops, 7-Elevens or something like that, and also in people's homes.
Yeah, one of my favorite ways to eat chocolate is to have an ice cream sundae. So I usually like vanilla ice cream, maybe a couple scoops of vanilla ice cream,with hot fudge, which is thickened chocolate, put over the top with whipped cream. Oh, I love sundaes. They have a kind of a sundae. It's a cheap form, not as tasty at McDonald's or Burger King. Mm. They call them sheng dai, but it's not quite the same. Hot fudge is a little more yummy. It's even gooier than the chocolate sauce that is often put on the sundaes that they have in the fast food restaurants. That's my very favorite. Okay, right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to say goodbye.
第三段就提到了西班牙人跟巧克力之间的关系。第三段的第二个句子提到 They also took the beans back to Spain, where their popularity quickly took off.在这里讲到带回西班牙在那里在这里是补充说明所以打上逗号 Where in Spain 他们的呢受欢迎的程度就开始迅速的流行起来 Popularity 指的就是声望跟受欢迎的程度的意思而继续文章提到At first, the Spanish kept the recipe for chocolate secret, but by the mid-17th century, it has spread throughout Europe. 一刚开始呢，他们本来把巧克力的制作方法保密，但是到了西元17世纪的中期呢，这个方法就已经传遍了欧洲。在这里要特别注意一下 by 加上时间点，就是代表到了这个时候。常常呢，主要的句子搭配是一个完成式，因为是在讲过去，西班牙人把它当作是一种秘密，但是到了17世纪，它呢就已经传遍了整个欧洲。最后一句 ,Aided by the new advances in steam technology, this discovery brought about the modern era of chocolate. Aid 在这里呢用 VPP, 也就是受到怎么样的帮助跟支援。借助当时蒸汽技术的发展那就开启了巧克力的现代纪元。所以这一篇文章的最后一句提到 Nowadays, chocolate in all its varieties is found in restaurants, shops, and homes all over the world. 也因为如此你现在才会看到巧克力以各式各样的种类出现在餐厅、商店跟住家，在这里的 variety 用复数来表达，指的是种类的意思。OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Thanks for joining us, guys. We've got one more day to talk about lovely chocolate. So if you're craving some chocolate, hold on. We've got one more day to talk about it, and then you can go hog wild, which means crazy. Hog as in pig. Hog wild. Don't go hog wild. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
See ya.